Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning. Good morning out there on this beautiful Sunday morning, February the 13th. And thank you so much. Thank you so much, Isaiah, as always, for introducing this show. And I just love you so much, and it's just such a much fun watching you grow and develop. Hey, people, well, you're tuning in this Sunday morning to the Gospel of Working from Home here with Baba Jahi. And, you know, today we're going to talk about spiritual balance. And what I want to do is, before we get started, I want to thank the 29,181 listeners who have tuned in to a show here on Home-Based Business 101. This truly is listener-supported radio, and we thank all of our listeners who have chimed in to listen to a show on this Home-Based Business 101 platform. A little tongue-tied there. And, you know, so it's just so wonderful to see the support and just watching the listenership grow. So, you know, that tells us that we must be saying something that interests people. You know, because people are listening, and we haven't had any hackers out there calling in with negative comments or whatever, you know. And so, you know, so I'm really, really proud of the Home-Based Business 101 team, and that is myself, Baba Jahi, my wife, Mama Jahi, Ms. Gail Walker out of New York, and Ms. Ruth Bradford out of Dallas. And, hey, you know, I'm just really proud of the hosts that we have on here, and just looking for us to carry this platform even to higher heights, and at the same time, during these recessionary times and difficult economic times for people, to be able to shed some light on some opportunities that people can get involved in and make their life more prosperous. We'll start off by reading from the book of Anasheke, which is out of the selections from the Hosea, Sacred Wisdom of Ancient Egypt. And it goes like this. Serve God that he may protect you. Serve your brothers and sisters that you may enjoy a good reputation. Serve a wise person that he or she may serve you. Serve one who serves you. Serve any person so you may benefit from it. And serve your mother and father that you may go forward and prosper. Examine every manner that you may understand it. Do not say I am learned, but rather set yourself to become wise. Be gentle and patient, then your character will be beautiful. It is in the development of character that instruction succeeds. Learn the structure and functioning of the sky. Learn the structure and functioning of the earth. The good fortune of a town is a leader who acts righteously. The good fortune of a temple is its priest. The good fortune of a field is the time it is worked. The good fortune of a storehouse is the stocking of it. And the good fortune of the wise is the excellent advice. So we want to make sure that, you know, here on this platform that we, you know, strive ourselves in terms of giving you excellent advice. And, you know, when we talk about today, you know, balance in your life, you know, balance in your business life. When we say balance in your business life, first order of business is your spiritual life, you know, or some people refer to in terms of God, you know, having that spiritual balance. You need to have that before you begin to function in other capacities. And, you know, one of the things that is taught in ancient Egypt, and you'll hear me refer to ancient Egypt a lot, and I refer to it as Kemet. That's what the people called the land, Kemet. The Greeks came up with the name Egypt, but the people there didn't call themselves Egyptians. And, you know, one of the things that was so important in growing up and learning there, when you go and you examine the educational system and what they've referred to as the neophyte. Some of you might be familiar with that term through some things you're doing in fraternities and sororities, the neophyte, the new beginner, the person coming in. Well, you know, in terms of the ancient ways of learning and going to school, first thing people had to learn was to control their thoughts. See, This would really help a lot of people with this spiritual balance out there. Control your thoughts. What are you thinking? You know, and we've heard of such sayings as a man thinketh, so is he. Or as a man thinketh within his heart, so is he. So, you know, thoughts are very important things. Napoleon Hill has a book, Think and Grow Rich. He says thoughts are very powerful things, especially when they mix with definite a purpose, which leads to the next step that was taught in ancient Kemet, or as you refer to as ancient Egypt. After one controls, learn how to control their thoughts, control your actions. See, you control those two things right there. I mean, there are several other steps. I'm not going to go into all of them today, but if you could control your thoughts and you control your actions, just think, people, what you could accomplish out there. The reason that we have so much confusion and mihay is that, hey, we are not controlling our thoughts, we're not controlling our thinking, and we let so many things bombard the way that we approach life. And so when we talk about business, you know, it's very, very important. As I said, the first step in business is to make sure that you have your spiritual life in order. Then next is your family life. See, once you got that spiritual life in order in terms of your business, the next thing you want to do is you want to focus on your family. See, you know, as my grandmother used to have an old saying, charity starts at home and then spreads abroad. And what she always meant by that, she used to always tell me, before you do anything, you make sure you take care of your family. So your family is important. Take care of your family. See, then once you have your spiritual life in order, have your family life in order, then you can involve yourself in business. For those that are, you know, following this platform that we have here, which is Home Based Business 101, and on Sundays, you know, we mix it up a little bit here with spiritual aspects of business. And we have people in the chat room that want to ask some questions. I'll get to your questions in a few minutes here. And, you know, I see you in the chat room. It's not like I'm not pretending that I don't see you. And, you know, we'll get to your questions in a few minutes. All right, now I'm going through my content. And just hang with us. And, you know, hey, I will entertain some questions that people you want to raise within the context of our show. And our show topic today is spiritual balance in relationship to business development. And as I said, that, you know, once you got your spiritual life in order, then you can deal with your family. And then you also can deal with how to develop your business. And as you focus on how to develop your business, see, then this is going to help you with dealing with people that you relate to in your business. And as you relate to people in your business, then what you want to make sure you do, again, is that you have good order, that you have concern about your people. It's not just about making money for the sake of making money. Yes, you want to prosper in your business, but you want to make sure that you treat people right. And treating people right becomes very, very important. I've seen so many people fail in business because they did not treat people right. And by not treating people right, then they end up trying to figure, where did I go wrong? See, what they made the bottom line making money and not how do I deal with people. And so when you have that balance, when you have it, see, then you'll take your time and know how to respond to what things that people need done to help them with their business. Now, there's another book that also that we have shared with from before, and I want to share a couple of things from that book, and that's called The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And Norman Vincent Peale as you know, puts out a lot of positive stuff about the power of prayer and making sure that you have prayer in your life in terms of, you know, being able to deal with your business. He has a formula. He says prayerize, picturize, and actualize. And when he talks about how to prayerize, picturize, and actualize, it goes back to those principles I was talking about in terms of ancient Egypt, where learning how to control your thoughts, and as you learn how to control your thoughts and learn how to control your actions, then you can begin to pray for what you want. And then as you see it, you picture it in your mind, and then you can actualize it again. And if you want to know more about this particular concept, I suggest you get the book The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale in his chapter 4, Try Prayer Power. And when you try prayer power, then things will work out for you. See, it says in Mark 11:24, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So again, this is all part of having that spiritual balance to help you with building your business. Because too often, he who does not have that type of balance does not prosper that long in business. They might have a short run. They might have a short run. Someone in the chat room keeps wanting to ask a question. I said, what is your question? Go ahead and post your question in the chat room, please, and I'll get to your question. So, you know, just go ahead and post your question. Thank you. As I said, I've seen people who've had a short run in business because their short run has been based on dealing with worldly things first and not being able to get people on one accord working for a common good and a common interest. And so I'm so happy with my business team is that, you know, before we even get into business, we always are concerned about how each person is doing, you know, how things going on with their family. Are they okay? Not just coming in like, you know, like they do so often on a job, and it's always just the bottom line, well, let's go to work today, you know. No, I mean, if there's things that are going on, then we need to make sure that we understand how to respond to the things that are going on with people in their lives as we engage them in the world of business. And so it's so important that, you know, that we have this as again, as I said, this spiritual balance to shape our business world. And again, you know, this is Home-Based Business 101, and we talk about the platform of how to work from home. And so, you know, I wanted to start off today with the whole piece of getting that balance that you need to be successful in your business. And now I'm going to dwell into what people should be focusing on in terms of some things that President Obama has put forth and other things. And he's got this program called Startup America. And he's suggesting to people that, hey, you get involved in a home-based business or small business, developing a business, and there are tremendous tax laws and tax advantages of having a home-based business that will allow people to be able to earn extra money and get money back on their taxes. And so as you're faced with this recession and things that are going on, I say to people, find yourself a good home-based business. You might already have one. You might, you know, cut grass on the side. Well, you know, that's a landscaping business. Look at how you can beef that up in terms of your clientele and other stuff, and then go ahead and set it up right, the right way in terms of business. So you can take advantage of the tax advantages because if you develop it right, ultimately you're going to be able to employ and hire some people. See, small businesses is the backbone of this country. Small businesses is what helped build this country. Look at Microsoft. Now, some of you might say, Microsoft? Well, Microsoft started in Bill Gates' basement. An idea. You know, he didn't have all that he has now. He had an idea. He worked that idea. He worked that idea. And look what Microsoft has grown into. Whether you like Microsoft or not, look what it has grown into. And the whole thing is that as you grow into building your business, you're going to help the economy. You're going to help your fellow human beings, especially if you do it the right way and have spiritual balance with your business. So those are some of the key points that I wanted to share about business. And what I want to next share with you is our program that we have. Again, this program, Home-Based Business 101, is a business outreach program of Movements Unlimited, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. And what we're doing is we're have what's called the Movements Unlimited Youth and Young Adult Business Mentoring Program, in which we're working to mentor young people on how to go in business for themselves. And when we say young people, we're talking about 18 to 24-year-olds. The first goal is to open up the whole new categories of income choices and opportunities for each participant, particularly 18 to 24-year-olds. The second goal is to encourage people who don't want to work for someone else that is possible for college, for a college and a non-college educated person, even one who may have a criminal record, to make a comfortable livelihood working for themselves. The third major goal is to have a positive effect on the culture of African-American communities and American communities throughout America so that more people of the younger generation will focus on owning more businesses, commercial property, and large-scale enterprises. You know, this is also what we're doing by building this program is we want to give young people the opportunity to find another way to make money besides what's going on in the streets as far as the death, the destruction, the drug culture, and the negative views and values that are marketed through popular culture that's reinforced through the negative things that are going on in the streets. We want to be able to show young people a positive way to grow and develop in which they can also help with building our communities to make our communities strong. It goes back to one of the principles that we deal with in out of the holiday of Kwanzaa, which is the sixth principle, Kaumba, to do always as much as we can in the way that we can to leave our communities more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. You know, or it's like taking that, we call that spark of divinity. You know, all of us have a spark of divinity in us. You know, hey, we all can take nothing, the nothingness that we see, and make something out of it, something more beautiful and beneficial than what we currently see. That's creativity. So we have to use that divine spark that we have within us that's deposited in all of us to bring in some more beautiful and beneficial things in the world. And this is what we're doing through this business mentoring program. There are five basic steps that each of the mentees go through to complete the program. Each mentee must commit to working directly with their business partner, sponsor, and learn that business that they're being sponsored to do and commit to learning how to earn a minimum of $500 per month or more. Number two, those being mentored will become financially literate. There are words, ideas, concepts, and principles which explain how money and business work. The mentees are to learn some of these basic concepts. So what we do with the mentees is that they're going to learn about how to be able to understand the financial literature that exists, knowing how to read a portfolio, knowing when they say the dial is up, the dial is down, what does that mean? Understanding the stock market, understanding, you know, about real estate and loans and interest. And to me, these are things that should be taught in school anyway. I mean, you know, people go to high school, go to school, and come out, and we don't know nothing about business, real business. What I mean by that is we go to high school, and one of the greatest dreams in America is to buy your own home, but there's never a class in high school to teach you how to buy a home. That's not right. You know, how did I go to school all of these years, come out, don't know what the difference between a variable interest rate, a balloon interest rate? I mean, you know, hey, it's part of financial literature. There should be a class in school that helps one understand the financial world that they're going to participate in. You know, and, you know, hey, there also should be, and again, this deals with that, this part of the spiritual balance of God, family, business. To me, there should also be a class in school, in high school, about family development and marriage. Marriage and the family. That should be a class you should get in high school, not in college. People in high school are dating, you know, and they need to give some structure, some order to that so that they can do it in a righteous way. And so that's important. Next is group activity. The mentoring program is looking to do more than develop a lot of individuals with money. We'd like to get 10, 30, or 50 mentees together and have them pull money together to complete a financial project and distribute the profits according to the contribution of each member, then repeat the process. In other words, teaching them how to work collectively on a financial project is one of the other pieces that we want to do through this mentoring program. Number four, real estate education and the importance of owning property. Not just a house, but rental property, commercial property, and forming partnerships with others to own larger pieces of profit-producing property. And number five, personal evaluation. When a person completes at least 18 months in our program, their understanding of what's going on in the world, their feelings about their own potential, and their network of contacts and support should allow them to see many more goals and possibilities for themselves. They're in a much better position to take on challenging goals to fulfill their life's purpose. And, you know, if you'd like more information on this program, you can email us at info, I-N-F-O, at movementsunlimited.com. That is info, I-N-F-O, at movements, that's M-O-V-E-M-E-N-T-S, U-N-L-I-M-I-T-E-D.com. That's movementsunlimited.com. That is our nonprofit. And this is what we're working with in terms of youth development. And I'm ready to wrap up for the day and then put on our theme song. And again, remember, God first, family, then business. And when you do that, then you better put things in order. And what you want to do is remember, don't let anybody steal your dreams. You know, don't let anybody steal your dreams. And always remember this, that a goal is nothing more than a dream with a deadline. So you have a goal. Most of us set some goals to start off this new year. Are you still on track? See, you got to put deadlines to them. And, you know, when you put deadlines to it, then you'll be able to do this. So as it is written, so shall it be done. Now, I know you know where that comes from. So shall it be written, so shall it be done. And you need, when you focus on that, see, when you write it down and you see it, as I said earlier with Norman Vincent Peale, if you prayerize, you picturize, you can actualize, and you can make those goals turn into reality. Hey, and I want to thank people for tuning in this morning to this short version of the Gospel from Working from Home. And again, it's called, the title of the show is The Gospel of Working from Home, you know, of how to work a business from home. And today our theme was spiritual balance. Hope you got something out of this show. And until next time, this has been Baba Jahi. And make sure you tune in tonight at 9:30 as we have on Ms. Gail Walker out of New York with her show on Home-Based Business 101, The New Yorker. And tomorrow we should have Ms. Ruth Braffin on at 12 noon with MLM View. And then, you know, on Fridays we have Mama Jahi with the Jasari's Love Show. So, hey, until next time, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Come on.
We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.